live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created as a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to grow and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's yeah. Lots of diamond
rings. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm your host, John Stadler, and out on the left coast, we've got...
Hey, it's James Martinez. Good afternoon, everybody.
Hey, James. What's up?
I was just scheming through the channels here, surfing, and it's very important news that we cover OJ in Vegas right now. Let's take up some more airtime and keep going about that pathetic story over there.
Really?
I was. It's on everything, MSNBC, CNN, everything, and I'm like... They were just getting ready, announcing they were going to do some coverage on Bernanke testifying, mm-hmm. and I was just anxiously awaiting what in the world that guy is going to say.
Well, I watched it this morning,
mm-hmm.
and whatever he said, it didn't have a very good impact on the stock market because it was down over 200 points. It's kind of settling in a little loss today at about 123 points.
Right. Yeah, that some of the newscasters were kind of apologizing for they didn't have anything really good to say, but then they said, "Well, oil's down."
Yeah,
kind of making excuses about everything. These news anchors.
Yeah, and they're running out of things to say. James, I'm actually watching them. They're so surly. They're so unsettled on the sets that
yes,
they're actually nipping at each other now.
They're like
little puppy dogs that haven't gotten their food, and they're just grouchy and they're nipping, and it's amazing to watch. They don't know what to do because they're off their script. They're the sunshine boys for Wall Street, and when things aren't too sunshiny and there's bad news all over the place, they don't know what to do. They're not good actors because, as you understand, they're leaving their character.
Right, of course. Right, and a teleprompter can only make up for so much.
Yeah, you can only, you're exactly right. Well, I did watch Ron Paul questioning Ben Bernanke this morning.
that must have been great.
After all of what Ron Paul said, I'm going to try to bring up the clip. I may not be able to get it before the end of the show today, but I'll tell you what, Bernanke... you've seen this expression on people's face before. When they have contempt for you, they give you that mm-hmm. little smirk.
Oh yeah.
That's exactly what he did to Ron Paul. But there was another senator there that picked up where Ron Paul left off, and they had so much information on the screen that they weren't even posting the people's names, and if they were, you couldn't see it.
Uh-huh.
So there was a couple.
Which network was this on?
This was on all the networks this morning.
Okay, all okay.
Yeah, it was on all the networks this morning. They did carry what Uncle Ben had to say, and mm-hmm. his converted rice. Yeah.
So just tell me in a nutshell, because I know he didn't say anything.
No, he didn't say a damn thing.
Everything was maybe, maybe not, and maybe.
That was the extent of his entire speech. And people were bringing out very important economic points, like Ron Paul talking about stealing people's savings if they have anything. You're devaluating the dollar, so their savings are going out the window, and they're not doing anything, and they can't do anything to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
It was tragedy and comedy all at the same time. We'll take the break here, come back on the other side. We'll continue to watch the market. Maybe it'll drop another 366 points today while we're on break, by the way. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Well, the plunge protection team that the government has probably heard us before the break, and the market has come up a little bit. It's only 123 points down in Dow Jones Industrial. Yeah, the Ron Paul deal, I'm going to tell you what. There is something, let me bring this up. There's something that's bothering me here, and it's about Ron Paul and the Iowa caucus, and he's got it. They're writing new rules, and I'll bring that story up here in a second.
They're writing new rules.
Yeah, they're writing new rules. Yeah, and from
who's writing them?
Well, and here's the story right here. It's the iowapolitics.com. They're saying Republican Party of Iowa to host presidential debate in Des Moines. And this is going to be caused. This is going to be carried by Fox News. And by the way, we're spelling Fox News F-A-U-X from now on. It's going to be December 4th, coming up next month. And the debate will be limited to those candidates who have satisfied the following criteria. Are a lying son of a... No, that's the wrong list. announced a former campaign for president. And two, filed the necessary paperwork with the Federal Elections Commission. Three, met all U.S. Constitutional requirements. Well, that just whacks out everybody else, but leaves Ron Paul standing. Right. Garnered, number four, at least 5% of the national electorate, as determined by an average of the most recent national telephone polls of registered voters conducted by nonpartisan public opinion polling organizations. leading up to the registration deadline as determined by Fox News Channel and the Republican Party of Iowa, or garnered an average of at least 5% in the most recent polls of Iowa voters conducted by the American Research Group and the Des Moines Register. Now, what I don't have are the figures of the Iowa voters conducted by the American Research Group. They may say that, well, Ron just missed it by a quarter point. They may say, I mean, this, I mean, Brownback has dropped out. John McCain should drop out. Brownback dropped out of the race the other day and threw his zero support behind Mr. McCain. Mm-hmm. Nobody, everybody is looking at Brownback going, who? So, I don't know. This could be a danger sign, but we'll see. We will see. If they try to eliminate him, and I'll tell you what, they would like to eliminate this guy in every sense of the word. If they eliminate this guy, there's going to be holy terror.
One thing you brought up yesterday was about the voting and the accuracy of the voting. Mm-hmm. I just realized, people are really, really going to watch that really closely this time. It's going to be a ton of controversy about that, I bet.
Well, and
certainly right.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I mean, if this lawsuit, there's a lawsuit in all 50 states right now, and it was filed by, Ben Bernanke. I can't think of the guy's name. Bob Schultz from We the People Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their volunteers in every state that are going to represent the lawsuit against these voting machines. So what we're looking for here, because of the felonies behind vote fraud, it is, folks, it's a felony to tamper with votes out there. You go to jail for a long, long time. Yeah, to many politicos out there, you might as well murder the neighbor's wife, you know, rather than mess with a vote. Now, that being said, this may even push the primaries back somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
Until this lawsuit is settled. But what's being demanded here, that there be a paper ballot cast, the paper ballot is cast, but more importantly, that paper ballots are tabulated in public view, not taken into a back room, not behind.
Who's in charge of the, who's accountable for the count? I mean, it's got to, they have an organized ballot and say they do it like that.
There are election committees out there, and they're the voter precincts that are supposed to be responsible for the honest vote. But if these damnable computerized, we can go in and change the figure voting machines are left in place,
mm-hmm.
I would almost bet you that Ron Paul, and I don't care what the vote would be, would come up on the short end of the stick.
I
would almost bet that.
Right.
So at any rate, we're going to have to watch that real, real closely. I mean, that's a little less than a month out, but we will be watching that and reporting as necessary with any facts that we come up with.
Well, I've got to tell you from Hollyweird land, if there's one thing that's woken people up here that I've spoken to out here that really don't understand what's going on, is thank you, press, Hollywood press, everybody, for putting the story out on the Giselle about not wanting to be paid in American dollars.
Yeah.
I think that's turned people's minds that I know. I've put a bunch of email out about that to people I know, and they're like, what? Really? Why?
Yeah.
And they, whoa, wait a minute. How come? What are you talking about? So what you're saying is true. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yeah, it is true. Look into it now. It may not her. She probably didn't figure it out. She had great money people around her that probably said, all right, it's time.
Well, they reported her sister was actually insisting that she do this. So evidently, her sister has the brains. She's got the beauty. It's Giselle or whatever the heck her name is.
What's going to do is all the agencies and the girls and men or whatever, and those, they're all going to start changing and doing over that. They're going to all change like that now. One of them.
Well, is her name Giselle? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Giselle, yeah.
Giselle. Well, it's just her and seven foreign countries here. They're not taking the U.S. dollar. And these are the latest.
Yeah, just seven countries.
Yeah, these are the seven countries considering abandoning the U.S. dollar. And it's Saudi Arabia, South Korea. Mm-hmm. Now, Saudi Arabia, how much oil have we purchased from these people?
Oh,
tons and tons and tons and tons. But they don't want They don't want to deal with the threat of inflation and don't want to deal with recessionary conditions in the U.S. South Korea, you know, our good buds and pals over there, that we've helped them build an industrial-based economy over there, staved off the hordes from North Korea from attacking them again. You know, we've had troops over there. They are quietly walking away from the dollar as well. China, well, we already know that. China has already said, hey, we're going to start dealing in euros because the dollar's not worth a damn. Venezuela, right. Of course, our friend down there, Hugo Chavez, he is taking advantage of the high-tech electronics barter and bilateral exchanges of its oil and developing country customers. In other words, he's not dealing in U.S. dollars. He's dealing with oil, which, by the way, rumor has it on the street that oil is actually replacing the Federal Reserve note. Now, let me jump back a second to throw something in here that might make sense to people. After World War II, after, you know, the Allied countries all got together and just bombed the crap out of half of the planet, and we incinerated a good part of Japan with the nuclear weapons, they decided that, look, well, these countries have to rebuild. Now, see, this is where the bankers, they just love this stuff, because the banks get to loan money to both sides.
Right.
You know, the good guys and the bad guys. The guys in the white hats and the guys in the black hats. They don't make
shape it how they want.
That's right. They make no distinctions here on who the good guys or bad guys are. But they further, at the end of this deal, after all the blood, the carnage, all the bullets and the bombs and the busted bodies and everything else, what they get to do at the end of this is come in to loan money to both sides so they can rebuild. Now, after World War II, everybody decided, well, since the United States played a major part in the defeat of whatever, we didn't feed anybody, by the way, except Hitler and his fascist government, which we have now in this country. But the boogeyman on the block that we were burdened with for the next, 50 years was communist Russia.
Right.
But making a long story short here, folks, I don't want to go and delve into too much of a history lesson. What they did was they came up with the Bretton Woods Agreements. And that said that all these countries out here are going to use the Fed Reserve note as their dollar. That's what they're going to base everything on, the U.S. dollar. Well, fast forward to 2007, with the list growing with Sudan, Iran, Russia, I said Russia as well, not dealing with the dollars, this is spelling disaster for the Fed inside this country. And I'll tell you what, looking at this situation, it's...
Ben Bernanke must just hate his job right now. He knows he must be like, God, he's got to get up and go to work every day, well, knowing that he's just completely, man.
No, he knows exactly what he's been handed. No, he knows exactly what he's been handed, and it's no skin off of his nose. What if the United States economy collapses? So what?
Well, I'm just saying, at the end of the day, it's his conscience. I mean, how does he live with himself?
That's considering, James, and you're already presupposing here, check your premises, that's supposing that the guy has a heart and he has a conscience.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, I know. But yeah.
All right. In my estimation, anybody that deals with the funny money stuff worldwide, they're heartless, and they have no conscience. So how do they sleep? Very well, thank you. But, I mean, folks... I mean, it's tragedy and comedy. It's all of these things, but it is what it is. And people had better start waking up to the fact that when people like myself or Ron Paul or anybody else out there in the public domain, when they are telling you about the funny money system, I know you've heard this. I know you wished you had a dollar for every time you heard about funny money or the fiat system or the banksters or whatever else. You'd be rich. But there's a reason for that, because that is the number one problem that this country is facing. This is the number one problem.
Yes. And after yesterday, you gave me like complete trauma. Thank you very much for saying $850 trillion of credit card debt. I mentioned that to somebody yesterday.
No, it wasn't 800.
What?
It wasn't 800. It wasn't 850.
500 trillion?
500 trillion in derivatives.
Okay.
But I've got some news with the credit card stuff. You folks out there are going to love this one, because now that we've shipped all the manufacturing out of country, now that we have all the meaningful, high-paying jobs gone from the country, When we get back from the break, I'll tell you exactly what's fueling this economy that Wall Street is still clapping about. We'll give you that right after this. Cash Flow, John Stadtmuller, James Martinez. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
On the National Intel Report yesterday, the other show I do on this network, I made an announcement, and it just blew me away. I had suggested to people, rather than circulating more copies of Loose Change, Dylan Avery's work that has been all over YouTube and all over everything, and a lot of people have seen this thing. I said, look, if you had your choice to wake an American up, would you give them Loose Change or Loose Change 2, the updated version, or would you give them Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism? And I said, well, I'll tell you what. I said, we can get these things for about a buck. Actually, I made the announcement yesterday, just one announcement. I said, look, why don't you folks get a copy of Freedom to Fascism and buy multiple copies of these things, and when you're out there talking to people about what's going on, everybody's got a fear and a concern. Everybody. And right. And that those who don't had a lobotomy already done, or is too high on drugs, or has been brain dead from birth.
Yes.
Now, I suggested that they get a copy of Freedom to Fascism, and while they're talking to people, that they give them a copy of this. And I miscalculated. I had an older copy, and on the label of the DVD, it said, for a buck. So that's what I offered it for yesterday. Mm-hmm. Well, I was forced by my wife today to make a price correction on that. Our direct cost, and there's no padding of anything in here, folks. We're giving this to you at cost. It's $1.25 a copy. And thank God yesterday we only got rid of 300 copies of Freedom to Fascism. Mm-hmm. I come in this.
Hey, everybody, that is a great piece for everybody to see. I know we've mentioned it over and over again, but that one in particular, because it does cover the IRS matter, but it definitely goes into the banking matter.
Yes, it does.
And does so very well.
And a great little mini interview in there with none other than Ron Paul. So if you're a Ron Paul person, and I'll tell you what, at this insanity, at this point in time in this country, I'm gonna hate myself for saying this, but if for some reason any other political candidate would throw up their arms and come clean and say, you know what, Ron Paul is right,
mm-hmm.
people might vote for them, but not likely.
Right.
And Hillary Clinton.
Right.
And Hillary Clinton. Thank God she's losing. She's losing ground out there in the race. Yesterday, Pat Robertson.
Right.
Pat Robertson came out and threw his backing with Rudy Giuliani.
Right.
And I chide Pat Robertson because I have said that he has already sold his soul, mm-hmm. and God is punishing him, and he's making him look like Yoda.
Right.
Now, if you take a good look at him, because, folks, I'm not kidding. The ears are all bent over, and he's starting to talk with his weird voice. Yeah, he's turning into Yoda. But at any rate, And Rudy Giuliani is nothing more than a Bush clone. That's all that he is.
Yeah.
And these other guys, Sam Brownback, he threw his weighty support behind John McCain the other day. And that equals out to be about 0.01% of the electorate out there. So that was nothing. But Ron Paul keeps chugging along. I want to remind people today at 4:10 p.m., Wolf Blitzer, the mastermind on CNN, is going to be interviewing Ron Paul.
In the Situation Room? Is he going to be in the Situation Room? Is that where he's going to be doing this?
That's exactly where he's going to be. And how apropos. Here's the situation. You're all screwed, and let me tell you the reasons why. You know,
well, I want to know how much they're going to let Ron Paul speak. That's what I'm interested in.
Well, Wolf Blitzer can be a particularly antagonistic kind of guy because he'll come up with his little agenda and his questioning, and he'll keep hammering it. But very few people can get under Ron Paul's skin, can upset him to the point. And Sean Hannity tried to do it. And basically he took him to task and he started pointing his finger in his face and it made him feel like the little redheaded stepchild he just backed him down. And since that time, Sean Hannity has treated Ron Paul with much more respect because he kept saying, well, you know, your people out there that are jacking up these polls after these debates and no, he wasn't doing that. And furthermore, that was never said after that little encounter with Mr. Sean Hannity, that when you're texting votes, you can only physically text your vote in once. If you try it twice, it'll reject it. So these numbers that you're seeing after these debates, these are as real as they get.
Right. So he's going on with Blitzer today on CNN for – and what are they discussing? Money that he raised, or is it some other issue, or is it some other issue that's come up after that?
Well, yeah, wait a minute. Give me a few minutes to get on my crystal ball. I don't have that information. I don't know what's on Wolf Blitzer's mind, but I can almost guarantee you it ain't good.
Right.
It ain't.
That's why we're in the Situation Room.
Well, that's right. And I'll tell you what, folks. I'm not a person that, after careful consideration, usually makes bad choices. But I'll tell you what, you know, and I've weighed all the aspects of this. You know, Ron Paul's not a Republican, he's a Libertarian, which gives him a broader support of people on both sides of the aisle. And the disenfranchised, the disgruntled, the broke, the downtrodden, he gives the American people hope. And that comprises about 87% of America right now that are absolutely feeling hopeless.
That's right.
We'll take the bottom of the hour break, folks. So you want to chime in with your opinion, 800-313-9443. It is cash flow. I'll tell you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Are you up for a clip here on Ron Paul on Kudlow's program?
Yeah, do it.
All right, let's... And Kudlow, oh gosh, folks, I'll be kind just by saying that Mr. Kudlow is not the most honest and forthright person that you will find.
All right, your money, your vote. 10-term Texas Congressman Ron Paul, an obstetrician by trade, an economic free marketer by philosophy, is running for president in the Republican primaries, and he's got a huge internet following, even if so far traditional polls have not confirmed that support. Joining me now, Texas Representative and Republican presidential hopeful Ron Paul. Mr. Paul, it's good to see you again, sir.
Thank you
for coming on.
Thank you.
Let's just start with the hot news of the day, the subprime mortgage problem, the stock market turmoil over it. What thoughts do you have if there was a president, Paul? How would you be handling this, sir?
Well, first, we should try to understand why it happened. Of course, many predicted this would happen with the low interest rates of the early part of this decade. Many people predicted it. Mortgage rates were artificially low. The overnight rates were artificially low. The Fed was inflating like crazy. So there's a lot of malinvestment. First, it was in the NASDAQ bubble. Now it came in the housing bubble. So it was very predictable. So nobody should be surprised. And the bailout that's occurring now with the Federal Reserve buying mortgage securities.
You believe the Fed is bailing out? That's your. We had Larry Lindsay on and some others before. You believe this is a bailout today?
Oh, I don't see how it could be anything else. Where did the Fed get this $120, $130 billion to buy bills and buy securities? They get it out of thin air, and this bails the banks out. The president is saying the right things, and he doesn't want to bail out, but the Fed's doing the bailout.
What would happen if the Fed stayed out today? Okay, fair. Your point of view is fair enough. Others have said it, and I appreciate the point of view. And the market, let's say stock market fell a couple thousand points. There were moments this week when we were looking at 500 points a day. What would your take be? Would a President Ron Paul want the Fed to be the backstop, the liquidity backer of last resort, or just completely hands off?
Well, if you want to get back to normalcy, you have to let the market liquidate the bad debt and the bad investments. But it's tough politically, and that's why we can expect the Fed always to inflate. Politicians will never allow the correction to come. And that's the fallacy. By bailing out and propping up, you just delay the inevitable. Sure, they may pull this out, and the markets may do well Monday, but it won't stop it. It will come back again, and the correction will come until you liquidate all the bad debt. By propping it up, it doesn't help the situation long term. Short term is a good political answer.
Senator Clinton and other leading Democrats, both on the campaign trail and in the Congress in Washington, are talking about putting some more money, lots more money, several billion dollars, into a so-called mortgage bailout. Your thought?
Well, it's just an additional bailout. They shouldn't have created this market in the first place, and I'm afraid it'll pass because people, feel like all the poor people are losing their homes. Like, of course, they never asked the question, why did the people who didn't qualify get into the mortgage in the first place, and who made the quick profits on that? Somebody on Wall Street and somebody in the security business. Somebody else is holding the paper now, and they're going to lose it. But to come in and pretend you can prop that up by more money, where are they going to get the money? We don't have any money in Washington.
How much would you cut government spending, federal spending? How much would you cut it, sir?
You mean the first year or after several years?
I'll give it to you either way.
Okay, ultimately, if you had a constitutional government, you're talking about cutting government 50 or 60 or 70% and getting rid of the income tax. But if you're talking about a reasonable approach, you have to change an attitude about government. We'd have to change our foreign policy, and we'd have to change our attitude about bailing out everybody and change our attitude about the welfare state.
Which departments would you knock down?
Well, Department of Education. You know how Ronald Reagan used to talk. Education, Department of Energy. Actually, the Department of Homeland Security doesn't serve our purposes. So there's a lot that we could cut out. We literally could save tens, if not hundreds of billions of dollars.
With your tough on spending philosophy, which would be a big favorite, I think, in many quarters on Wall Street, why are you taking $400 million worth of earmarks in this session of Congress?
Because, of course, I never vote for the earmarks. I always vote for the final passage of those bills. But I believe Congress has a responsibility to earmark their spending. Why should we just give it to the bureaucrats and make up their decision? So I don't vote against striking an earmark, and I don't. And I ask for the earmarks for my district, but I think the process is flawed and the total spending is flawed. So I tinker with the bills as I have to adjust, for the amendments. But ultimately, I vote against the bills.
But the system
is flawed.
I myself and many others believe, earmarks for cash, lobbyist cash, is the heart of the corruption in Washington. I'm not accusing you of corruption, sir. I'm just reporting. $8 million for the marketing of American shrimp and a couple, $2.3 million to pay for research into shrimp fishing. I mean, shouldn't we just abolish earmarks altogether?
But the whole thing is no, because then you turn the money. We got to get rid of the system, not the earmarks. We got to get rid of the appropriations, and that's what I do. We shouldn't be in the business of divvying up the loot, sending it to Washington and doing it. Sure, it's imperfect, but to turn it over to the bureaucrats to pick and choose, then it's all done under the table. At least there's transparency now. A few months ago, there was no transparency. You didn't know where the earmarks were. Now that the transparency there is out there, I think this is much better. But ultimately, the only solution is getting rid of this system and not having these programs to begin with.
Last point. I read in the interesting New York Times Magazine article about you. It was a pretty flattering article, I think, in general. You mentioned you were reading a book about Armageddon. Is that financial Armageddon? We had the man on tonight, Mr. Michael Panzer. Is that his book?
You know, I can't recall because there are two books with that same name, and I do not recall the author.
Well, let me just
both
say,
of them have the same theory.
Let me just ask you, talking about Armageddon, are you an economic pessimist about the future of America?
No, I'm an optimist if we do the right things. If we restrain the Fed from creating money out of thin air and causing all the malinvestment in encouraging big government spending. See, we can't have the spending if we don't have the Fed to bail the politicians out by monetizing the debt.
All right. Mr. Ron Paul, we appreciate it very much, sir. All best on the campaign trail. By the way, speaking of the campaign trail, coming up on Monday's show, it's your...
Yes. I love how they just roll over. Oh, we have to change the system. He just goes on to the next question and didn't even listen to what he said.
And
why is it that everybody has got to completely, totally avoid the issue at hand and won't even get into it? He always, I mean, Ron Paul's cool, calm, collected, and never wavers, which is great.
Yeah.
But it's like these guys that do these interviews and these people on TV, they just all swing around it, avoid it.
Well, I don't know how long I could have sat there and listened to Kudlow. I mean, he sounds like a busted chainsaw.
I'm like, dude, lower the cocaine level.
Well,
yeah, just a key a day, not just five keys.
There you go.
Or whatever he's doing.
And that, by the way, I'll remind folks out there, when that interview was done a couple of weeks ago, and that's when the Fed lowered the prime rate a quarter point, and then we saw the inflation, the devaluation of the dollar further against the world currencies. Gold was at 681. Oil was at $71 a barrel. And the Dow, ironically, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was about 13,239 on that particular day. Here we are, about 3 weeks later. Gold is at about 8. It dropped down a little bit. It's about 835 today. The Dow is, ironically, right around that same place because, well, we saw the big drops the other day. It was pushing again toward 14,000, and they were all giddy on Wall Street about that because, oh, well, it's the transnational companies that are helping this economy. No, the transnational companies and corporations have devastated this economy, and the politicians in Washington have helped that, exacerbated the problem, and they've all moved away and took the manufacturing jobs looking for lower-cost labor pools around the globe. And, you know, this issue of, and I've warned people, I chide Walmart, the big box store that has eliminated fair competition right. from other retailers in this country. I call them Wally World. And I have repeatedly warned people that when you go in there to buy your products, now the consumer is stuck here because they have limited funds. They only have so much of a budget. So they're naturally going to seek out the lowest prices they can find. But ironically, as they're walking in there with their devalued dollars to buy foreign-made goods, they're further reducing any opportunity to produce anything in this country. And that is the mainstay of middle America.
They don't even know that they're doing it.
They don't. Well, they don't understand economics. They don't understand the money system. They don't understand how credit has ruined this country. They don't understand a lot. The only thing they understand is I've got $1.298 in my pocket. What can I go to Wally World and buy?
Which is understandable, and I totally all those people that have to deal with it and live like that, I totally get it. You don't have time, and you're stressed out and everything else and family and obligations and everything else. You don't have time to be doing all that, so I totally understand that it's very stressful.
It is extremely stressful, and you have a choice to make. I mean, are housewives going to sit around – and read economic reports? Are they going to become familiar with the jingoistic language? You know, a lot of the complications in understanding the economy is based on the people that have helped create this matrix and their doublespeak. You know, if you sit around and you listen to Ben Bernanke, if you're not familiar with market terms even, you're not going to know what this guy is saying at all. Not that he's really telling you anything. It's yes, maybe, well, maybe not.
You can't
not.
Even decode it. He says nothing, and you don't even know what to decode.
That's exactly right. You can't even understand the know-nothing that the man says.
Right.
Now,
that guy, that gentleman that was interviewing Ron Paul, and then he said, I heard it, making money, monetizing the signature and making money out of thin air and creating out of nothing. Didn't say anything on that, just went straight over it.
Absolutely. Because
in all these other interviews, he mentions that a little bit. He doesn't specifically go into what happens, but he says it because it's part of the whole problem. No newscaster or anybody that I've seen thus far even wants to talk about that.
The only person of any weight that has gotten up and said anything about the Federal Reserve and what this country... See, Ron Paul's about solutions. He understands the problems.
Right.
He's about solutions. And the one thing that he has repeatedly said, and a lot of people, and again, let's go back to the education standard of the generally dumb public out there, as to when Ron Paul makes a statement about dumping the Fed Reserve,
mm-hmm.
people are going, what?
They're not sure what that means.
Yeah, what's that mean, getting rid of the Federal Reserve? Well, isn't these the people that that make money available to... Well, why would we want to do that? They have not given this guy enough time in any of these public forums to explain his position as to why exactly and in detail that the Federal Reserve should be dumped.
He hasn't really had a shot, and he should be able to get out there in front of people and get him enough time for young people, because a lot of this is new, to be able to explain it step by step without getting cut off.
That's right. And like you said, you made the observation about Kudlow. You know, he makes a statement about creating money out of thin air, and Kudlow just moves on to a different subject.
Ron interrupts him like,
sure.
How dare he even suggest that we change anything?
But they know that they're going to hear this when they bring the guy on, so they're just going to ignore him and minimize the impact of the statement that should be understood by everybody.
Yeah,
but it is not.
That's exactly right. That's totally what it is doing. Right.
And it's amazing to sit here and watch that. Now, if I cranked your head around yesterday... Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Good. There's an article.
Okay, let me brace myself.
Okay, brace yourself. Out of the trumpet.com, I did an article yesterday about the Federal Reserve and how it's scared silly. Now, they're damned if they do and they're damned if they don't. What's been brushed off lately is the 70s term of stagflation. In other words, you have a limited economy and production versus the devaluation or inflation of the dollar. And I'm reading this thing yesterday, and I had to read this thing twice on air because it says a lot. Now, understand, now I said this before, about 80% of the manufacturing, the real jobs, you know, roll up your sleeves, let's produce something in this country, these jobs are gone. So that reduces our economy to a service economy, and by service, you know, the Roto-Rooter man or, you know, whatever. Something that is just service-oriented, fixing or maintaining or repairing or whatever, you know, in those terms. But you look at this, what is really driving the United States economy right now is consumerism. The public out there whipping out that MasterCard or, you know, the bank cards or whatever, and buying stuff. Now, this article talks about basically Joe Sixpack. He says, once Joe realizes that tougher times are around the corner, and he should stop spending and actually start saving, and which, by the way, in front of Bernanke this morning, Ron Paul said to Bernanke, he said, look, people that do have any savings, it's being eaten up by inflation. It's being devalued.
Right.
Okay.
Playing their minimums or whatever.
And he stop spending and actually start saving. Well, the odds the economy will avoid a recession are practically nil. We're already in one. Consumer spending currently accounts for a record 72% of America's gross domestic product.
Whoa.
Now, what that means is what's driving this economy right now are people buying stuff on time, on credit. Mm-hmm. Now, would you roll in the other factors, the core inflationary figures that are not added, like food, commodity, oil, so on and so forth, which are the things that are skyrocketing right now? How much longer, James, is that person going to be able to whip out that plastic card and further mortgage his future for the stuff that he needs to buy today?
I know. It's going to be interesting, you know, with the holidays coming up, Thanksgiving, Christmas, how that's going to play out with the current economic situation that everybody's facing, as well as, you know, higher gas prices, plane tickets. People will be flying home, traveling, spending. Most of those people are going to all put it on cards, and they're all the major stores are doing deals now to get you to use their credit card for like a department store or something like that, to and giving you, you know, Would you like to open up an account with us? You know, everybody's gone to the store or when they bought clothes. Or would you like to open up a Sears account or this account or that? And they're going to start racking up more debt that they have other than what they had just have on their own regular cards. They'll build all the store cards because they're going to be buying presents. It's not necessarily service-oriented, and they're going to go down and down and down, and it's just going to get worse. But what's interesting now because of the situation in November, December, it's – I don't know. I just don't know what's. I know they're counting on a lot of people to spend because of the,
yep,
you know, all that stuff. So they're already probably set up and have assumed we're going to be making this amount and probably made adjustments and everything so far. But I think it's.
No, they haven't, because this has not really come into full view, and people do not have a rudimentary understanding about what's really going on. Who came out? The Bank of New York Mellon, Michael Woolfolk. He said the other day, he says, in words, we have a strong dollar policy. Now, those are only in words. He says, in action, we have a policy that favors a stable dollar in the form of a slow, steady decline. Is that the soft landing that we were talking about on this recession that they are not admitting that we're having?
Right.
And he says, and exactly what Ron Paul said to Bernanke today, he said it would be almost laughable if it weren't so serious, if people's life savings weren't being eroded away in the process. That's right. What your devaluation of your dollar brings. Now, Wally World missed its projected sales for this month, and they're going to miss it next month, and they're going to miss it in December, and it may be gone in January and going into next year. We'll take a short break here. Final segment of Cash Flow coming up right after this.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And the question that you have to ask yourself, James, is how can a government policy favor a stable dollar but also a declining one at the same time?
Exactly.
And the question is which is it? Now, they're doing this with the Fed and the lending rates because of the banks. They are in so much trouble. They've gotten caught in their greed. There's no place else they can repackage, resell this debt. $500 trillion in derivatives out there. Trillions of dollars upside down in subprime loans. No money to loan to anybody for anything. Credit card companies are not ready to pump more credit into the market because, well, it just ain't going to work because they don't know if there's going to be repayment on this. Mm-hmm. So everybody is just standing around and looking.
That's right.
That's all
exactly
they're doing.
Right. That's right. That's precisely how I tried to explain it to people. But for the people out there that, you know, you're in that position, you have credit card debt, it is piled up, you are stuck, you need an option out. You know, John and I have spoken with Brad Daly on this show, and I'm going to give out a telephone number, which is going to give you an overview of a process that we're offering that works, that you'll be very happy with. There's no courts. There's no emailing. There's no conference calls. You can call the following number. This is for all unsecured debt that you want to get rid of.
No harassing phone calls from creditors.
No harassing phone calls. None of that stuff.
Right.
Is 888-213-7655. If you call that, you get a full explanation of what it is. If you have any additional questions or you're ready to go, you may call me direct at 877-331-0626, and I will be happy to answer any questions that were not asked when you listen to that overview. But here's the thing, as I mentioned, for the people that are getting ready to make that shift, you are going to need to not only eliminate and transfer over the alleged debt, shall we say, but you're going to have to change your thinking and your spending and your saving and get in a completely new way, because there are our economy and the way it is now, you're going to have to be completely handling yourself financially in a different way than you've done before.
And financially, folks out there, if you're in a subprime mortgage loan, an adjustable rate mortgage, kiss it goodbye. Start making plans right now of where you're going to be living. Okay, first of all. Second of which, if you're carrying a heavy credit card debt right now, this is only going to worsen, and the credit is going to only tighten up more next year. There's not going to be more credit available, and you better start seriously considering how to dump that credit card debt now or reduce it significantly. When I say significantly, up to 70% of that money that you can use in your own pocket, because you're going to need it. You're going to need you're going to need to buy gasoline. You're going to have to buy food. You're going to have to heat your home this year. You're going to have to do a lot of things. So this is going to depend on your survival of how you can trim the outlays of that cash down so literally that you can survive what's coming at us.
And right, because the credit card companies, as I've mentioned, as we've talked about here, you make one mistake, you're late by an hour, a second, a minute, or whatever it is, they will jack it up to 32%, no problem.
Listen to the recording.
Cannot deal with that.
Listen to the recorded message, as James told you, 888-213-7655. And as soon as you hang up that phone, to dial the next number to James at 877-331-0626. Or if you're at the office, you can't get on the phone, you've been listening to this program, no problem. Email them at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. And, sir, I will see you tomorrow. I can't wait to see what the markets do tomorrow.
Oh, my God. All right, everybody. We'll talk to you all later.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow, Bye-bye. Folks, with another edition of Cash Flow. Stay frosty out there and be smart. We'll see you tomorrow.